Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says today that Iran is going to free 15 detained British sailors and Marines as a gift to the British people. He pardoned the sailors at a news conference today and announced they would be released. Let's listen to Ahmadinejad speaking here through an interpreter.
I announce their freedom and their return to the people of Britain.
At the same news conference, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced that he was giving medals to the Iranians who captured the British sailors and Marines. We're going to get more on this development now from Anthony Cordesman. He's an analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He's been heard frequently on this program, among others. Mr. Cordesman, welcome.
Good morning.
What do you think of today's development?
Well, it is a very interesting development in that it is a very quick, sudden, tactful end to this crisis. It gives Iran the ability to claim that it is in the superior position, that it was right. It was exploited in a way where the British sailors essentially were used as tools in the propaganda struggle. You had the president of Iran say, Prime Minister of Britain, that the captured sailors and Marines shouldn't be punished for having confessed that they violated Iranian waters. And yet it was buried at the end of a 45-minute speech, which was largely a history lesson. It is in the context where much of this debate, in fact, much of this crisis, has been almost concealed from the Iranian people. While it's been on the Iranian Arabic media, it hasn't really been publicized in the Farsi media.
And so this is one of the few indications that Iranians would have heard that this is even going on. Now, I suppose the question is going to be raised, what, if anything, Iran is getting in return for releasing these men and women?
Well, I doubt very much if it's getting anything in terms of direct quid pro quos. One thing that it got in the past, when there was a similar incident in 2004, was an apology of sorts from the British government and some clarification over the waterway. Whether any negotiation has gone on to define where the borderline is between Iran and Iraq, and there is at this point no clear legal separation, is something we just don't know. There have been about 48 hours of intense diplomacy. We know there have been meetings. There have been reports that there's been a shift away from control of this incident by the president, with the supreme leader intervening, but we have no confirmation of that. We do know that one of his senior advisors, Rajani, has been involved. But beyond that, if there's any quid pro quo at all, it simply isn't clear.
And we have to mention here that at the same time that we learn of this release, an Iranian news agency reported that an Iranian envoy would be permitted to see some Iranian detainees that the United States got in Iraq, although the U.S. military is saying it's still considering that request. So we can't know if there's a connection there.
No, and it's always very difficult to trace what gets said in the Iranian news agency with reality. There was an Iranian diplomat freed in Iraq, and then there's a mystery about that because the claim is this was all done by the Iraqi government without any role from the U.S.
Well, Mr. Cordesman, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Surely.
And once again, we've learned that Iran says it is going to free 15 British sailors and Marines who were taken captive. This is NPR News.